Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew and Romans. Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand and give it a light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your God in heaven. Romans 8, verses 31 and 38 to 39. If God is for us, who is against us? For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things will come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks for the word of people for the word of people for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Shipra, and thank you, choir, for centering us in this moment. Today marks a powerful and tender moment in the life of the church and in the lives of these remarkable young people. In the United Methodist tradition, confirmation is the first time a baptized Christian publicly claims the promises made on their behalf, affirming their intention to live out the baptismal covenant as a professing member of the church. This moment is not about having everything figured out or arriving at perfect belief, but it is about choosing a way of life, standing in a world that can feel uncertain and divided, and saying, "This is the path that I will walk, the way of Christ, the way of love, the way of grace." What we mark as confirmation is only a part of the story. Their faith has been shaped for years by those who love them, the experiences they carry, and God's steady presence. These past 2 years of confirmation class have deepened that foundation through shared learning, honest questions, deepening friendship, service, leadership, and of course, lots of laughter together. I have had the privilege of walking with them, as have Pastor Heather and Pastor Sharon and Tova, and I can plainly say that this is a thoughtful, courageous, compassionate, and fun group. Claiming faith at this stage of life is no small thing, and they are doing so with honesty and heart. And they have not done it alone. Today, we also honor the families, the friends, and this very congregation who have kept the promises of baptism, surrounding them with love and teaching them the story of faith and reminding them that they belong. Writer Sean Anker said, "Belief is simply the lens through which you view the world that changes the way you act within it." What they share today is not just what they believe, it is how they are choosing to live, to shine, and to trust in a love that will never let them go. So, we listen with gratitude, deep pride, and hope. And it is my pleasure and honor to introduce to you our confirmation class of 2026 and our first speaker, Ephraim.
Hi, my name is Ephraim Gillis. I am the son of Pete and Desiree Gillis. I go to Spring Lake Park High School Spring Lake Park where I'm at the eighth grade. I enjoy playing ultimate frisbee, acting, and spending time with my friends. I have been with Hamlin Church since I was a baby, and it has always felt like a welcoming place for me and my family. When I was three, my family moved to Oregon, where we continued attending a Methodist church. After spending a year there, we returned to Minnesota, where we came back to the Hamlin community. Being part of Hamlin Church and having opportunity volunteering has given me a sense of belonging, and I am grateful for the experiences I have had here. Some of my earliest memories at church are helping in the Sprout Garden and being a sheep in the Christmas pageant. Sunday school gave me an opportunity to meet more people when I was little, and then an opportunity to volunteer now. My confirmation mentors, Gil and Dave, along with mission trip leaders, make church feel like a second home. Getting involved in community activities like youth group helped me feel welcome and gave me a chance to grow. Working in the garden taught me about caring for others, and the Christmas pageant was always fun. As I grew older, my involvement in Hamlin Church increased. I found belonging through youth group and volunteering at the dining hall and attending Sunday services. My leaders taught me that service is also part of faith. I was able to practice service through impactful opportunities like working with the families in Kentucky and ASP, and then creating bags to deliver to the kind people at Face to Face. These opportunities were some of the most impactful moments in my faith journey and led me to feeling very connected in this community. What I learned from Gil, Dave, and other leaders during confirmation and youth group shaped my understanding of faith, motivated me to explore my beliefs. I believe Jesus taught everyone to love their neighbors and help everyone. So I will do the same. Faith for me means trusting in God, seeking understanding, and showing kindness in everyday life. I value the importance of worship, prayer, and supporting each other as a church family. These beliefs guide me to live with love and help those in need. My journey with Hamlin Church deeply shaped my values and beliefs, giving me a solid foundation for my faith. I look forward to continuing to serve, grow, and support others as I carry these lessons forward in this church. I am grateful for the community, mentors, and opportunities that have helped me become who I am today. I'm excited to see what I find ahead. Thank you.
My name is Lyra Tedder, and I'm 14 years old. Before moving to Minnesota, we went to an Anglican church in Tennessee where I was baptized. We came to Hamlin Church in 2022. Some of the things I've enjoyed at Hamlin are mission trips and meeting new people. I've been on 2 mission trips and I've enjoyed them a lot. When we went to Appalachia, we helped families fix their houses with the program Appalachian Service Project. In Duluth, we help with various things like picking up trash or helping in food pantries. These mission trips help me become a part of the church community and make new connections. I still have lots of questions and things I'm unsure about my faith. I'm still figuring out what God and Christianity mean to me. I think faith doesn't mean complete unconditional belief in something. I think faith should be up to every person to figure out for themselves. There should always be more to learn and discover about faith. I have so many more things to learn about my faith overall. Religion can mean so many different things to different people. In our world today, religion can be used to justify many terrible things. I think Christianity is not about hurting people or justifying your actions. There is a verse in the Bible, Matthew 6:1-4. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. I think this is part of what Christianity means to people. Helping someone for power or publicity doesn't seem like the message Jesus wanted to teach. Being kind and helping people, even when you get nothing in return, is what Jesus did. Jesus viewed people in difficult situations not as projects in need of fixing, but as real people, regardless of what mistakes they made or what situations they found themselves in. He would help them no matter the circumstances. Even when Jesus was tired or angry, he would still have compassion for anyone who needed it. I think this is something we can take into our lives. No one is perfect all the time, and you don't have to be. For some people, it may feel like they don't deserve any compassion or empathy. Sometimes it may feel like it's not our problem to deal with. But in reality, we are all human. We all suffer in our own ways, and we have all made mistakes. And God still loves us unconditionally and shows us how to love others. I'm still learning about my faith, and confirmation has helped me a lot on my faith journey.
My name is Ruby Alagada, and I've been at Hamlin for about 2.5 years. And it was tough writing this statement because I don't have all the memories here that most other confirmants have. I didn't go through Sacred Studio, I didn't go to Sprout Garden in the summers, or go to VBS. I've only had experiences in youth group, which has been really amazing, but I missed out on everything that provides a foundation for faith. I feel like I had to rush the whole process of growing up Methodist, which definitely took away from the experience. I felt behind. I felt like everyone else had these shared experiences and knew every Bible story. I feel like I was running to catch up on a journey that isn't supposed to be rushed. I wanted to experience everything and to be caught up. And so I started attending youth group, confirmation, volunteering, going on the service trips, and even working here last summer as a YLP intern. I had fun and I made friends. Church started to fill up my weekends and summers, and I didn't mind that. Having church become a big part of my life helped me to naturally think about God and what I believe. This church has changed my views on God and has made me reflect so much. As a kid, church always felt like something far away, something important, but mainly something in the past. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and the sermons were too much to understand. They felt too far away, and what did it all mean? What was I supposed to do with that information? It always confused me, so I avoided thinking about it. Then, I came here. It took a while for me to be settled in, but after I felt like I belonged at youth group, I started to notice the sermons. Switching to Methodism was a big change that made me think about the way I perceive God, but they started to make sense. The thing that I was missing as a kid, and the thing that I never understood, was the connection. How did the Bible stories connect to the present? What was I supposed to do as a Christian? I never heard any of that before I came here. Suddenly, I was hearing all about protests, being a welcoming person, present-day Christian faith. Lately, with everything going on in the world, I've realized that I needed to broaden what I thought of God. Pastor Mariah helped with that. She has always supported me and never felt invasive or confusing and has been such a Methodist role model for me. People like everyone in youth group supported me and listened to me, trying to figure out where I fit in. For me, God is welcoming and forgiving. God accepts you, fully you, no conditions. God respects everyone. However, this relationship is not one-sided. After the ICE surge, seeing Mariah and this church respond made me realize that being a modern Christian isn't just showing up to church. Being an active member of the community is everything Jesus stood for. And doing everything you can, especially the small things, like being welcoming, is what I think of God. And I don't have everything figured out yet, but I can grow my faith and learn more in a church like this.
Hi, my name is Owen, and I've been going to Hamlin Church for my entire life, but it really only feels like I got involved in the community when I joined Confirmation and Youth Group. Some of my favorite memories have been playing chess on last year's mission trip, going to coffee shops and tea bars with my mentor Paul, and doing a silly skit about Genesis 3 in Confirmation class. During Confirmation, I learned who God is to me. To me, God is a helper and a listener. I got to talk with Paul about music, giving, and last year's mission trip. More specifically, what it felt like when we finished our job and showed the homeowner. It felt great. I barely knew this person, and yet I had spent days of my life fixing a wall for them. I could have been anywhere in the cool air-conditioned weather doing some of my favorite things, but yet I was there in the hot and sticky weather of a summer in Kentucky. But when we finished, the homeowner was beaming at us, and the wall, it was fixed. We did a great job. It felt like we had actually done something impactful in the world. It's like we were made to help each other. Going forward, I want to continue being a part of this community, volunteering and going on mission trips, and being a part of youth group in general. I want to continue learning and being a helper too. Thank you.
Hello. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Harper Noelle Freund. I'm 14 years old and in eighth grade at Twin Cities German Immersion School, otherwise known as TCGIS. Some things about me that I enjoy doing are running, playing volleyball, reading, and spending time with my family and friends. I've been here at Hamlin Church for as long as I can remember. The exact time is about 12 years. My faith journey started when I was just a few months old and was baptized at Living Spirit Methodist Church. But the way my journey started at Hamlin was through my mom. As some of you may know, we only live a few blocks away from this church, which is how we found out about it. She started working in the frolic room with me tagging along each and every Sunday. I immediately loved coming here to Hamlin Church because everyone was so welcoming to me and my mom. I got to have been mom, toddlers, Joe, and most importantly, my new friends I made along the way. On Sundays, I would walk to church and hang out in the frolic room first, where I would talk to friends and play board games. Then everyone in the frolic room would leave for church. My friends and I would go to Sacred Studio in the Sprout Garden, where we got to explore, learn, and question our faith. I have so many great memories from them, and I could go more in depth, but we would be here for a while. One of my most recent memories was the Harlan, Kentucky mission trip. It was my very first mission trip, and I was pretty nervous about it. But the second we arrived, I saw why I went. I saw the bigger picture. Everyone came together to help people in need. It was such an enlightening and unique experience, and I can't wait for this year's mission trip to the Cheyenne River Reservation. Through all these experiences and opportunities, so many people have helped me discover new views and shape my faith and beliefs. Some of these people include Mariah, Heather, and my confirmation mentor, Mo, who helped me learn so many new things in confirmation, but also everyone in this congregation. I knew I belonged to Hamlin when I saw how friendly and caring everyone was. Looking forward, I'm not sure what I want to do or what I fully believe, but I know I've grown so much as a person through Hamlin Church and confirmation. I value things I might not have taken the time to before. I hope to be a kinder person and stand up for someone or something when others might be afraid to. I hope to be fearless in what I believe in and not have a doubt whether I'm doing the right thing. I love being part of Hamlin Church because it means having a safe space where everyone can be themselves. I know that no way of living your faith out is wrong, and everyone does it differently. For me, God is a kind figure who will always be there for me and anyone in need, no matter what. Thank you so much for everyone's support, and I can't wait to live out the next chapter of my faith journey. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Victor Villalobos, and although I've only been coming to Hamlin Methodist for 10 short months, I've had an amazing time getting to know everyone and becoming closer to this exceptional community and with God. I originally started coming to Hamlin because I told my parents I wanted to start going to church. This was the first church we came to and immediately decided we didn't need to see anymore. I joined confirmation soon afterwards, and I've loved it from start to finish. I'm always looking forward to being confirmed and plan to continue coming to church and helping whenever I can. I always look forward to church, and it's a highlight of my week. Joining this community has given me great things to put my time and effort into, and has changed my life for the better. A large part of my day-to-day life has changed since joining Hamlin, so often I see God and the blessings around me. It changed my perspective on integrity and gratitude, as well as who God is to me. I have learned that God is always with us, taking care of us, and trying to help us do our best in life. God doesn't judge or punish when mistakes are made. God just tries to put us back on the right path and teach us we could do better next time. I believe God sent Jesus to show us the good that comes from staying on the path and trusting in God. What exactly does it mean to trust in God? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we live by faith, not by sight," illustrating the idea that we should trust God beyond our senses and have faith life will work out regardless of circumstances or odds. What does it mean to live by faith? Does it mean sitting back and believing God will fix everything for you without trying to fix anything yourself? Or do you have to put in time and effort to show that you actually want to be better, and that you don't just want the easy way out, and you want to be able to solve your own problems and be able to help other people with theirs? As individuals, we often prioritize our own needs and comfort over others, not stopping to think about the best way for everyone to succeed together. Taking a Christian-centered view on things has helped me make decisions that better myself and the people around me. So this leaves me with the question, how do I shape and grow my faith so that I become the best Christian I can be? This is a question that will stay with me my whole life, and I'm sure the answer to it will change as I learn and grow. But I do know what I believe today. I believe that I have God, my church, my family, and my friends to help me up when I struggle. I believe God wants me to help my church, my friends, and my family when they struggle. I believe that I can look to Jesus as an example when I'm not sure what to do. I believe God shares in my joy and my sadness, and I feel his presence in this church on this happy day. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Marisol Tolgard. I go to Highland Park Middle School, and I'm in eighth grade. I love playing volleyball, hanging out with my friends, and listening to music. I've been coming to Hamlin Church for as long as I can remember, before there were TVs in the sanctuary. Growing up as a pastor's daughter, some of my earliest memories are here at this church, running around without my shoes on, hiding candy in Pastor Mariah's office, and ghost hunting with Elaine in the sanctuary, and going to all the church events. When I was younger, I didn't always love going to church. I would sit in the back with my dad, eat a bunch of sweets, run around with my friends, and then go home. But as I got older, I started enjoying it more. There were people I was excited to see. But at the same time, I also started to have more questions about God and faith. Like, if God's real, then why do bad things happen? And who created God? Back then, it didn't really make sense to me. But as I've gotten older, God has become more than just something to ask questions about. God is someone to talk to when you feel like you have no one else, someone to trust when everything feels uncertain, and someone to believe in when you need hope. I really saw this during our youth mission trip to Kentucky last summer. We met so many people who didn't have much, but they had so much love in their hearts for God and Jesus. Hamlin Church, to me, means always having people to lean on. It means knowing that even if you had a hard week, there are people here who care about me. There are so many people in this church who I see God in. Joellen, who always brightens my day with conversation, Tova, who makes youth group fun, Mike, Gil, Brian, and Nicole, and so many others who give their time and energy to the youth. There's a passage from the Bible. Every time I think of you, I give my thanks to God, Philippians 1, verse 3, which is how I feel about the wonderful community here. Everyone here has helped me grow in my faith so much. I've made some of my best friends through church. I'm excited to keep learning and growing. I want to live out my faith by going on more mission trips, helping people in need, and trying to be a neighbor, a friend, and a disciple, and a child of God. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Elaine Faust. My family has been going to Hamlin Church since 2010, and I was baptized here in 2012 by Pastor Bulkey, which makes it really important to me. Growing up in this community has shaped my faith and who I am today, and it has helped me build strong values. I believe in living with faith, kindness, and respect, and treating others with love and understanding, and I try to show that in how I act every day and how I treat people around me. Some of my best memories of faith come from Hamlin Church and the people I've grown up with there. I remember Sunday school and confirmation, where I started learning more about my faith and values and actually feeling more connected to the church. I also have a lot of memories from the dining hall, going with friends and having a really fun time working there together. Pastor Mariah, my teachers at school, and my family have all shaped what I believe and have always supported me no matter what. I've also been on two mission trips, which showed me that faith is more than just believing in something. It's also about helping people, trusting God, and seeing how people can come together to do things that seem impossible. All of that has made me feel really connected to my church community and helped me grow in faith a lot. God, to me, is someone who is always there no matter what, especially during the hard times. This past winter in Minnesota, with how cold and long it was and some of the difficult things going on in different communities, life felt heavier than usual. It made me start thinking more about other people and what they might be going through, and I began turning to God more in prayer. It wasn't just something I did out of routine, but something I actually leaned into more for comfort and guidance. The Holy Spirit feels like that quiet reminder inside me that helps me stay grounded and make better choices, even when things feel overwhelming. I knew I was Christian when my faith started to feel more real in everyday life, and I chose to pray and trust God on my own. Because of my faith, I want to be someone who is kind and considerate in how I treat other people. I hope to live out my faith by trying to make better choices, staying true to my values, and showing compassion even when it's not easy. I also want my actions to reflect what I believe, not just my words. By saying yes to getting confirmed, I'm committed to growing in my relationship with God, continuing to learning more about my faith, and choosing to trust God in my everyday life. It also means being more intentional about prayer and staying connected in my church community as I keep growing in my faith journey.